friends, this year should be a special schus for the pure neshama of Elisha Chanina, Benidid Nafshi Rav Aaron Avram, Shlita. And we are continuing our series of shiurim on the Agadatas of Maseches Shabbos, the Ein Haya. Now we're on page 35. This Gemara is in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in the Vilna Shas. Very famous Gemara. Tana de Be'elio. Ma'isa b'talmud echam sheshana harbi v'kara harbi v'shimish t'nilcham harbi. There's a certain Talmud who learned a lot of Mishnah and learned a lot of Tanakh. He served Talmud Chachamim. Umeis b'chatzi yamav, and he died young, half of his days. V'ayis yishton atel tefillah v'machazer tzvati kinesios v'vati medrashis. His wife took his tefillin and she would go to the shuls and the bati medrash. She would say, "What's going on over here?" Kasuv b'Torah ki yuchayecha baruch yamecha. Ba'ali shishana harbe b'kara harbe b'shimish nilcham harbe b'nei mameis b'chatzi yamav. If the Torah is supposed to give you long life, then how come my husband didn't get it? He was such a good man. He didn't learn Mishnah, Mikra, he's mishamish t'meir chachamim a lot. Lo'ida machzira dover, nobody answered her. Pamachas and starachti atzla, Elio Anavi says, this is Tana de Be'elio. Anavi says, I was a guest at her house, and she told the whole story. What's going on when you're in Nida? Was he close to you? God forbid. Didn't even touch me with his small finger. What about when you had your Shiva Nikim? We know that a woman keeps 7 clean days after she's pure, clear of blood, and then afterwards she goes to mikveh. So what about during those days when he's still asir to you? Av achalimi v'shasimi v'yashanimi v'kiruv basar v'lo'al saldaitu al davar achir v'marati la baruch ha'mokam sheharogo shela nasapanam latayra shereh Torah amra v'elisha benidas tumas v'lesikrav. Gets Rav Dimi Amar Mitachada Havi of my Rav Amri Amri Yisrael where Yosef Sinar Mafsik Beina Levena. So during her days of during her Shiva Nikim, what happened? And she said, he ate with me, he drank with me, he slept with me. B'kiruv Basar, our flesh was close to each other. If you're not allowed to do it during Yemei Liban, you have to separate the beds. You have to separate the eating. So, Eliyahu HaNavi said, blessed is God who killed him. Because he wasn't Nosei Panim LaTorah. He didn't raise his face literally to Torah. The Torah says, interesting expression, the Torah says, don't come close to your wife who's in Nida, in her impurity. He did. Rav Dimi said it was one bed. And therefore, as Rashi explains, it was a wide bed and he wasn't touching her. So there wasn't mamish kiruv basar. There wasn't mamish negiyah between them. So he thought it was mutter. And then another opinion in Eretz Yisrael, they say, name of Yitzchak Bar Yosef said that she was wearing some sort of smack. It separated her from him. That's why he thought it was okay. Hakopanim. This is the Gemara, and now we're going to go into the Perush of Maran Harav, who, as always, is medayik in every single word. First of all, it's interesting that it says he was shona harve, v'kara harve. First Mishnah, then Mikra. The Seder is faldreit. The Seder is hafuch. First you do Mikra, then you do Mishnah. So what's Pshat Shishana Harbe Vakara Harbe? Haseder Amurgalu Mikra Mishnah Vitalmud Shishimish Tamina Chamim. The normal Seder is learning Mikra, Tanakh. Then you do Mishnah. And then you do Talmud. Then you do Gemara. That's Shimish Tamina Chamim. Shimish Tamina Chamim, as Rashi explains, is Lahatzbiro Stimus HaMishnah Vitamev Unikra Talmud. But Mishamish Talmud Chacham is to try to understand the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah saying here? And that's essentially what the Gemara is. The Gemara is a parish in the Mishnah. And that's what you do in your Mishamish to Midah Chachamim. You try to understand the Mishnah. So that's the Seder. Mitzad HaTeva. Shimloshi Akadim HaMikra in Inyan LaMishnah. If you don't first have Mikra, what's Mishnah? Mishnah is built on the Mikra. Even mitzad, those qualities that are fitting to be acquired through learning. Because there are three inyanim, three matters that a person has to acquire for himself by learning. Number one is a good feeling heart. That his heart should listen and should be inclined towards good, towards what is holy, and to fear of God. That's number one, rikshei lev. Number two, yidiyah ma'asit. How to actualize one's good feeling of one's heart, the Kedusha, and bring it into the world of practice. Number three is Hagbar Sasechel Biyim B'dvarim Ayuni B'yim Amasim B'shitzarachi B'shikul B'yim Dvarim Hamufshaf Me'idiyos V'yadeos V'yamunis. Number three is an increase of one's intellectual faculties, both the practical ones that have to, you require one to decide what to do, and also more abstract, emunah deus, shkafa, what we call today. When one learns, one is supposed to increase, enhance one's intellectual capacities. V'hinei b'reishit yaldutu shel ha'adam, einenu ra'ui l'avchin seder ma'asi. When you start learning, it's hard to distinguish what is a. It's hard to discern what is the Seder Ma'asi, what is the practical order. Ki rucho zar mehachayim lepirteim, ve'enenu makir anyanam hamisubachim, hanemtsoim b'chayim b'fal, shemim agorim lahatzur chadim Seder Ma'asi limudi. So, when a person is young, he doesn't realize all the complexities of life. And that's what requires this Seder Ma'asi Limudi. That's what requires you to learn according to the proper order. Because a person is filled with darkness, and you need the light of God. Ner l'ragli dvarecha. Your words are like a candle to me. They light me up. You need that to appear. This ner l'ragli dvarecha. V'hayeled b'tumas levavo l'yucha l'shar kol eile. K'libo mali tom v'ahava l'kol achayim. V'ra'olam kulo k'mishor. But a kid, he's so pure, he's so innocent. He doesn't see the darkness in the world. He doesn't see the complexities of life and the complications of existence. He's filled with innocence, naivete, love for life, and he sees the world as a good place. Makor o rav emet, it's a source of light, a source of truth. Al kein lo liyeled lilmod hamon pirtei gdarim ma'asiyim behalichot ha'chayim befoal bereishit derech itpatrut tzichlo. And therefore a child doesn't have to learn mass numbers of practical details of life when his seichel begins to develop, because you need to understand things practically when you realize how complex life is. So that's when you need to engage in the practical learning. When a child is very young, he doesn't realize the complexities of life. He doesn't realize how much darkness there is out there. So what should you develop? You don't have to develop his seichel ma'asi, practical aspect, because he doesn't see the world yet as a place where you have to be so careful to do the right thing, because in his world it's just a good world, it's a pure world. There's not as much of a danger when he's young. But the feelings, one has to develop pure, holy feelings, because his innocence of youth will enable him and make it easier for him to absorb these lessons, this holy light. And therefore, what's the first thing to learn with a child? Teresh b'chsav. Because you're right, you can't use Torah Shivuch Saf practically We don't paskin halachas from the Chumash almost ever, but it does develop one's emotions. Aval at haregesh hatov hi me'oreret. It does arouse good feelings. Kirvat Hashem, closeness to God. Rachamav vehashgachato, His mercy and His hashgacha, His providence over the world. Ahavato v'chemlato al priyotav u'b'yichud al Yisrael am k'rovo, His love and His mercy for all of His creations, and specifically the Jewish people, the nation that's so close to Him. Musar ha'nevi'im v'tehilot el chai, asher b'ketvei kodesh hem morim rikshei lev ha'tevim la'adrichem b'derech yishara v'kdosha. The ethics of the prophets and the praises of the living God that's in the Kitzvei HaKodesh, that's in the canons, in the Torah, in the Tanakh, arouse the feelings of a person's heart, even the natural feelings, to lead them in the straight and holy path. Achakach, kasher yikanes yoter lemkeachayim, tzarich lahadricho b'limudim ma'asiyim, ki ha-mishnah. So first start with the purity of Tanakh, like Svasem says in Parashat Shoftim, that it gives one a mumet pshuta, a mumet mima. Just learn Tanakh. That's what you start with. And then you go weiter afterwards, b'limudim ma'asim, hiya mishnah. Mishnah is practical, because Mishnah tells you what to do. What are the laws? Mishnah goes into the details of the laws. And then when a person is already armed with the holy feelings of Tanakh, that instilled in him, study of Tanakh, and also practical approach to Torah, Mishnayis, Mikra Mishnah, now you go to Talmud. Now you develop the mind. Lagdil sit chlo b'hitpatrut iyunit. To enhance his seichel with the development of deep thoughts of iyun. As we said, both in the practical sense of what to do, how to paskin, how to analyze a sugya halacha, and also in the abstract world of Deus and Amunus. So that's when you're a child. Omnam Ha'adam ha'gadol Shekvar ol ha'chaim alav natui Hu behadarachato Ha'tumidit la'atzmo Tzarich lahakdim ha'sidur ha'ma'asi Kodem shishtadel lahagdil ha'teferet rikshotav Ki alul yusev la'chaim Lekalkel et seder ma'asav אשר אז לא יוכל כלל להתנשא על הרגשות הקדושים הערוכים בתורה ונביאים. A great man, that the yoke of life is already upon him, he has to first proceed by learning the Sidur Ma'asi, the practical order, before he develops his feelings. כי עלולו סבל החיים לקלקל את סדר מעשיו. Because the suffering of life might corrupt the order of his actions, and then he's never going to get to the holy feelings that you have in Tanakh. Al kein haseder haragil b'chaim lish ba'kvar b'shanim shir b'torat Hashem chafetzo mishnah v'achar kach mikra. So for such a person, you have to switch the order. Mikra and then mishnah. Al kein ne'emar kan b'kivun, and that's the opposite of what children are doing. Because once you're already older and you're already involved in life, you have to first make sure you know the halacha before you get to the feelings, because otherwise a person can end up doing terrible things at a later stage. Al kein ne'emar kan b'kivun shishana harbe v'kara harbe. And that's why says here, Bedafka. First he learned a lot of Mishnah, and then he did a lot of Mikra, and then he was Mishamish to Mina Chachamim. He went in the right order for such a person. It's the right order. Shimush Tamidei Chachamim הוא שם מפורסם לדברים העיוניים בשבת תורה. להראות כי מכלל הדברים העיוניים ישנם כאלו שלא יוכל ההוגה להוציא הבנתם על ידי דיבור פה. כי נעלים הם מכל שפה ההוגה להוציא הבנתם על ידי דיבור פה. כי נעלים הם מכל שפה והיגיון. שמי השמי יוחמם is a famous name for the Dvarim ha'iyunim Shabbat Torah. The more intellectually challenging parts of the Torah. And these are things that one cannot always express verbally because they're above language and logic. לפעמים נמצאים דברים כאלו בעניינים הגבוהים בחקרי האלוקות, לפעמים נמצאים גם כן כאלו דברים בספרים מסתעפים על פי חוכמת הנפש, אומר לברם בניב שפתיים לא יוכל. Certain things you try to express them with your mouth, the guide nisht. Doesn't go. Sometimes these are very elevated ideas of godliness. And sometimes they are ethical behaviors that branch off from the depths of the knowledge of the human psyche and soul. And if someone tries to express them verbally, it just doesn't work. Some things are above words. Words are limiting. Words define. Define in Hebrew means lagdir, lagdir milashon geder. Put it in a fence. You fence it around. There's certain things that are above this, that are beyond this fence, that extend beyond. אמנם שמשמש למיר חמים ויכיר במעשיהם ועדי המעשים החיצוניים יעמוד גם כן על מערכות רעיוני לבבם הוא יכיר וידע גם כן את אותו החלק העיוני שאינו יכול להימסר לא בניב שפתיים ולא בעת ספר כי מתבאר ויוחק בלב מבין הולך אל חכמים המקיים ולדווקא בו על פי דברי חזר דבק בחכמים ותמידיהם. So if a person is mishamish to Midrash Chachamim and he recognizes their deeds and through their external actions he'll also see what they're thinking about and he'll know them, that part of the Torah, that chelek ha'iyuni, that deep penetrating part of the Torah cannot be given over neither verbally nor in writing. Rather it will be explained and engraved on the heart of somebody who understands, who goes to the Chachamim. By going to the Chachamim, you understand the Chelek HaYuni, your Mekayim L'Dov Kabo, as Chazal say Sifri and Dvarim Yiral Chav Beis, you will be Dovi P'tamir Chachamim Ki HaSafa V'HaSifrut Lo Yuchlu Liten Gamken Etzel HaChaim Shel HaKdusha והגיונה הנעלה אבל עצמם של חיי הקודש הם נעצים את המחכמים החיים על פי דעקי קודש האלה והם צריך להגיע לא עמק הידיעה בזה ושימש את המחכמים. So the Rav here is explaining why is it called שימוש תלמידי חכמים? Why doesn't it say learn from them, like listen to their svaras, listen to their shiurim? The answer is there's certain things they can't give over in a shiur, certain things that are beyond verbal expression. And therefore you serve them, meaning you spend time with them, you watch them, you live with them, and then you see the way to live, things that just can't be expressed in words. It's more of a feeling, it's an intuition. Very much more subtle than just things that could be expressed with words. Of course, with words you can say be a nice person, be a kind person. But the nuances of human behavior and emotion and expression are only absorbed and understood when you're actually watching the person do it, when it's muhashi, when it's real, when it's concrete. So therefore it's called Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. To really understand these deep things, you just watch the Talmud Chacham, and then you begin to get it. Even though they can't be expressed verbally. So now we understand why first it says Mikra, then first it says Mishnah, then Mikra. Because he's an older person, that's where it starts. You have to start with the older Mamaisa. We understand what the value of Mikra is, Reg Shelev. What the value of Mishnah is, Halach Lamaisa. And then we also understand now what Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is. That's Reima Yuniim. That's watching how they live in order to model our behavior after theirs. And that's the goal. The goal is to see these great people. See the way they walk, see the way they talk, see the way they eat, see the way they smile, see the way they relate to other people. And then you live it yourself. That's Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. And this fellow was a good guy. He did it. He did it all. Mishnah, Mikra, Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Why did he die young? That was his wife's question. So B'siyata Dishmaya, in the next year, if Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the financial means to continue, then we will see in Mitzvah Hashem more tremendous lessons for life, where we take this Gemara, what we have to learn from it, and we should be zocha v'lmodu l'amei l'shmor v'lasos. Where the Kaim is called Divrei Sanu Taras v'yahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.